Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the buyersafety.com hotline.
Oh, a phone is ringing.
I know. He joins us every single Friday. It's the COO of the Dallas Cowboys, the great Stephen Jones. How you doing today, Stephen?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well.
Let's jump right into it. Your Papa Bear was on the station earlier today, and everybody got all worked up in a tizzy because he said he can foresee the same kinds of things for the Cowboys offense that are going right for the Rams offense. And obviously they're a real fireworks display of offense right now. Do you feel like you guys are close to having a big offensive breakthrough, or how are you seeing the way things are set up right now?
You know, it's just tough to know until you actually start to, when it's going to happen. I believe we've got personnel that can certainly be more productive than we've been. And I know it's, right now we're not executing, especially in the passing game. And, there's reasons for that. Obviously, we've got a, for the most part, a new receiving core. And on top of that, we're rotating a lot of receivers through during the course of a game. And everybody's getting snaps. And so we have to, ultimately get our hands around how we do that. And then the same holds true for the tight ends in terms of, a new group. So Dak's certainly having to get used to this group of guys. And we just have to continue to move the ball, push it forward in terms of execution. And, you never know when that light's going to go off and, we start to execute in a good way, because if it does, I think we've got a chance to have if and when it does, a really good football team, because we're certainly running the ball well, as we showed last week. And, we're playing solid, solid defense. We're, top five in the NFL right now. And then, I think we're doing a good job on special teams. So, it's just, it's one phase of the game that certainly is a big phase, especially in the NFL. You have to be able to, it is a passing league. You got to be able to throw the ball around, and certainly we've got to continue to work hard to, and I know we are. I know the coaches are full-time at it. I know the players are certainly convicted that they can get there. So are we there yet? Obviously not. Can we get there? Hopefully sooner than later. You certainly hope so.
Stephen, based on your expert opinion and your analysis in breaking down these problems, obviously there's culpability to go around, but would you say this is more of an issue with the scheme, the quarterback, or the line?
I don't think it's fair to point in any one direction. I think it's it's the full body of work. And whenever you talk about the passing game, you just mentioned it. There's certainly scheme. There's certainly the personnel. All phases of it, whether it's the receivers, the tight ends, the quarterbacks, the offensive line, the running back, everybody plays a role in the passing game. And so I think it's certainly not the place to point a finger at any one phase of it. I think we just got to execute, have them all execute together, all phases of what we just mentioned. And, I'm certainly convicted we can get there.
Talking to Stephen Jones here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Obviously, when passing woes hit a team, everyone looks at the quarterback and starts analyzing the quarterback. You guys felt like you had found your quarterback of the future in Dak. Do you feel like he's progressing, or do you think he's stagnating, or do you see ways in which, he's making progress that maybe on the outside we don't see?
I think he's making progress, and I do think he's our quarterback for this franchise. I think he's got rare leadership and intangible skills that you can't coach. And, as I said, we're going through a phase right now in the passing game, certainly frustrating. And I know it's certainly something that we want to get back on track. As I said, I know he's convicted that we're going to get there. I know our coaching staff is. I know our offensive players are at all positions, and certainly this adversity makes you better, and if anyone can handle adversity, Dak can handle it. And, you know, we feel really good about what he's all about, and that, you know, certainly that we'll ultimately get to where we want to get and be efficient and effective in our passing game.
Steven, I saw a tweet from Clarence Hill today saying something about Terrence Williams missing practice today. What can you tell us about T. Will missing practice?
Really, the only thing we can comment on right now is it's just, you know, certainly not from a football injury or anything of that nature. It's non-football.
Does it open up an opportunity to where Bryce Butler can maybe be activated on Sunday? Have you guys made that decision yet?
I'm sure that's where we'll lean now, and sure we'll lean toward activating him and going in that direction for this weekend.
All right. I think there's a 48% chance this question will frustrate you, but and I apologize in advance because I think I've asked you every week. But what we're seeing and what we're hearing from people we talk to is that whatever Dez has been fighting, whatever he's been dealing with, it's in the rearview mirror, and he's serious about coming back. And we understand that there's a handful of teams that he's looking at right now. I just want to know, when he decides to come back and he's ready to play, will there be any conversation at all in your building to consider bringing Dez Bryant back?
Well, first of all, I'm not aware of any issues Dez has. That'd certainly be a question for Dez. As far as what we're concerned about, we're not into hypotheticals right now. We're just totally focused on the players that we have on this football team. Obviously, we've got a lot of work to do, and certainly that's where our focus is.
I didn't think I frustrated you very much. I think next week when I ask you to be frustrated.
As you were asking the question, I thought there was an 80% chance you were going to frustrate him. I mean, halfway through the question, I thought it shifted extremely.
What was your frustration level on that? Not at all, right?
Not at all.
Okay. Oh, there was a pause there. That was a long pause, Stephen.
As long as you're not frustrated with my answer.
Not at all.
I don't think we're in a position to be frustrated by your answer, Stephen.
Right.
We're on your time, baby. It's the Ben and Skid Show, 105.3 The Fan. We do like the play of your young guys on defense. That's certainly a positive. And, you know, Sean Lee means so much to this team, but what is your confidence level with what you've seen so far from Leighton Vander Esch?
Oh, my. I mean, we're just, obviously we're very fortunate to have Leighton there. And, he's a first-round pick, and he's playing like one. And certainly we've got three linebackers there to play those two important positions of the Mike spot and the Will spot. And, we knew all three were going to play all year for varying reasons. And certainly to have Leighton able to step in right there, I think, is a game changer compared to what's happened in the past when we've not been able to, when Sean's not been able to play. So I just think it's huge. I think Leighton's, his era is straight up, and the more reps he gets, the better he plays. And had the one little setback with the groin injury back right before the season started, but he rebounded from that quickly, and he's everything we thought he would be, and we're just fortunate to have him. In general, that linebacking core is, as I've mentioned before, I think it's one of the best we've had around here, maybe since we've had the team. Damian certainly is playing solid at the Sam. And then you got guys like Joe Thomas and March and Covington that are all can, do a good job playing linebacker for us. But certainly to have Leighton there to step in for Sean is huge.
Agreed. He looks like he can play. Absolutely. And, man, there's something about the way he wears his uniform. I think it's that neck brace. It's kind of got the neck. He's got the old-school neck roll behind his helmet. Did you notice that, Stephen?
Yes, he does. And he just, to me, he just looks like a prototypical linebacker when he's moving around back there. And he's certainly long. He's athletic. He gets to the ball. He's instinctive. I mean, he's everything that we were told that he was going to be. Will and his group did a great job of scouting him, and certainly give the coaches a lot of credit for, buying into that. And, on top of the fact he's a great football player, he's a great person off the field as well. And he's got his house in order, does everything the right way. We're fortunate to have him.
Well, looking ahead at Detroit on Sunday morning, yesterday both Dak and Coach Linehan had comments about adding wrinkles and slinging it around and some of this sort of terminology. What is as we try to understand that on the outside, are we looking to really ramp up the offense this week in terms of throwing the ball more and those kinds of things? Or is it going to be noticeable what you guys are throwing out offensively against Detroit different from the previous 3 weeks?
Well, I think that you could. I think you're going to see wrinkles. I do, and I think obviously, you know, no one sits back and just accepts. You know, when you're not having the type of success you want to have, and certainly, our coaching staff's competitive, our players are competitive, and we're certainly going to have some wrinkles here that will. I think anybody, you know, should notice in terms of what we're doing to. You know, change some things up a little bit and try to find a rhythm and a way that we can execute better than we have in the first three games.
So tonight, the NFL Network will air Tony Romo, A Football Life. I don't know if you're aware, Tony jumped on our show earlier in the week, and we stirred things up as we like to do, Stephen, because we asked him, okay, right now, are you healthy enough to play right now? Just forget everything else. Is your health okay? And you know what he said? He said, yeah, the health would not be a consideration. I could totally come back and play. I'm paraphrasing that. But basically, he said his health's good. Will you watch A Football Life and what? Say that. Go ahead.
No, I said Tony reminds me of Roger Staubach. He's Roger still thinks he could do a two-minute drive if we needed him. So. He said, I'm healthy enough and I could pull it off. Neither one of those guys lacked confidence and, of course, amazing quarterbacks for our organization. And the bottom line is I certainly wouldn't question anything that they say they could do because I believe they can do it.
Right. And then with The Football Life, will you be watching it tonight, and will it bring a tear to your eye?
Well, I just you know what we think of Tony Romo. I think I even read where Jerry had already said he's going into the Ring of Honor at some point. But I love it, by the way. I totally endorse the idea as well. Certainly Jerry makes that call. But, you know, yes, I'm going to watch it. I don't know if I will be able to tonight. My son's going to be in town, and we're going to be over there saying hi to him. The Razorbacks will be playing tomorrow at AT&T Stadium and trying to watch a little bit of my nephew playing for the Scots. So I'm going to have to tape it. But I cannot wait to watch it. If there's ever been a football life you'd want to see, it'd have to be Tony's, because so unique and special, and the road he took to be a great quarterback in the NFL is certainly special. And you know, I think he's one of the all-time great competitors, you know, that have played our game. I mean, whatever he does, he's competing at it. And usually if he's competing, he's usually pretty good, whether it be golf, ping pong, pool, e-sport, Madden. He's good about anything he touches.
When was it for you that you felt like you guys had something in him? Because it's always hard with Parcells telling everybody to slow their roll. You know, as part of that organization when that was going on, when did you feel like, man, we stumbled on our next new quarterback?
You know, Sean was on him from the get-go. And Sean Payton, he was actually wanting to draft him. I do give Sean credit, a lot of credit there. And then, of course, when he started, you know, when he put on his uniform and went out there and started moving it around, certainly Sean was on the table saying, hey, I told you so, this guy's got something. But in addition to that, Mike Zimmer was saying, this guy's a pain in the butt to play against in terms of our scout team. And, you know, he's got some unique qualities. And, you know, it's a little bit like Dak when he walked through the door in terms of his leadership skills and intangibles and those type of things. You just know it when you see it and you feel it. And I think, you know, for the most part, obviously, Bill, you said it best. He's not going to give anyone a lot of props until, you know, they've really earned it. So he was obviously wanting to slow any type of excitement down in terms of Tony and what kind of quarterback he could be. But he certainly, you know, certainly got people's attention almost from the day he walked in the door.
Well, Stephen, you guys know better than anybody what a kind of a roller coaster it is with Cowboy fans and Cowboys media and just the world. All eyes are on the Cowboys, the biggest brand in football, maybe in all of sports. So one win feels like a Super Bowl win, and one loss feels like the end of the world. So we hope that next week we're talking to you about the parade route instead of the funeral, all right?
No doubt about it. That's what comes with the job. I think Dak's figured that out by now, and yeah, there's certainly it's good when it's good, and it's certainly a challenge when it's not. So, We certainly understand that. We've been at this a long time now and know how important a win would be for this football team. It would be huge for everybody. And I know they've, you know, really gotten after it this week, getting prepared for the Lions. We'll have our hands full. Obviously, our homegrown, one of my all-time favorites, Matthew Stafford's coming to town, although he's my number two all-time Scott quarterback. But he's certainly going to be a handful for us. And, you know, certainly Coach Patricia up there is just doing a heck of a job. So we've got a work cut out for us, but I know we'll be prepared.
Well, great stuff, Stephen. We appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Boom, there he goes, Stephen Jones. Do it every Friday right here on the Ben and Skin Show, and I can't tell you how amused I am at the idea of him reading what his dad plans on doing with the Ring of Honor.
Where my dad said, and he's just crazy, just laughing.
He's got plans going, and of course he does.
And of course I endorse it.
And I do, but it's Jerry's call.
Sometimes he says things.
I love how patient he is, though, with us. You know, he's
more with you.
More with me. I ask him a Dez Bryant question every week, but it's getting more and more, it's getting closer and closer to go time on that. But, would they even consider it? I don't know. He didn't completely shoot it down.
He didn't completely shoot it down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.